Morning and welcome to worship on this Palm Sunday morning. And we welcome the sunshine on this special day at the beginning of Easter week. I won't call it Holy Week because each week is holy to God. And as we meet together today, we recognise above all that our God is holy and worthy of our praise as both Creator and Saviour of all things. Hallelujah. Before our call to worship in song, let us welcome those joining us on Zoom. Now we're on Zoom. Oh, we're having problems with Zoom this morning. Okay, so maybe they might be able to join us a bit later, hopefully, but I don't know, we'll see how we go. I get on. Okay, right. Yeah, we'll have to look at that, but our Zoom is joining us, but anyway. So let's sing together. Let all creation sing before the Lord. It's our opening song of worship this morning.
Nation of the earth rejoice, let all the trees lift a shout of joy, for the Lord is King. Let the deep waters of the sea resound, let every mountain, every hill sing out, let all the fields make a joyful sound, for the Lord is King. Mighty river, barren desert, heavenly wind and stormy weather, every canyon, every valley, sing your praise and give Him glory. Nature proclaims the glory of our God. Nature proclaims His name. Let all creation sing before the Lord, and every nation of the earth rejoice. Let all the trees lift a shout of joy, for the Lord is King. Let the waters of the sea resound, let every mountain, every hill sing out, let all the fields make a joyful sound, for the Lord is King. Yeah. Every star and constellation, every wonder in the heavens, silver moon and supernova, sing a shining hallelujah. Nature proclaims the glory of our God. Nature proclaims His name. Let all creation sing before the Lord, and every nation of the earth rejoice. Let all the trees lift a shout of joy, for the Lord is King. Let the waters of the sea resound, let every mountain, every hill sing out, let all the fields make a joyful sound, for the Lord is King. Honeybees and weeping willow, grizzly bears and armadillo, every narwhal and sea other, over sun and every daughter, nature proclaims the glory of our God. Nature proclaims His name. Let all creation sing before the Lord, and every nation of the earth rejoice. Let all the trees lift a shout of joy, for the Lord is King. Let the waters of the sea resound, let every mountain, every hill sing out, let all the fields make a joyful sound, for the Lord is King. La 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 la, all the earth praise the Lord. La 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 la, all the earth praise the Lord. La 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 la, all the earth praise the Lord. La 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 la, all the earth praise the Lord.
These are not new ones.
La 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 la, All the earth praise the Lord. La 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 la. All the earth praise the Lord. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of force that will bless your heart. I bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You're such much deeper within, through the ways it appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the sin I made it, when it's all about you, all about you, Jesus.
Can you hear
now? No.
She just started.
I hear him.
She just joined in.
Okay.
Only just.
King of endless wars, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours. Every single breath, I bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You're such much deeper within, through the ways it appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the sin I made it, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the sin I made it, when it's all about you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Please be seated. Heavenly Father, we bring you our thanks and worship for who you are. We thank you for this new day. We thank you for each other. Lord, we bring ourselves before you just as we are. Lord, we thank you that there's no other way we can come. But you encourage us, you invite us to come to you, to bring our thanks and praise, to worship you in spirit and in truth. So Lord, on this Palm Sunday morning, we join those crowds of people who welcomed you into Jerusalem that first Palm Sunday. And we sing Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness today and always. Amen. Well, the story of Palm Sunday includes special mention of children. It tells us about some children shouting in the temple, shouting in the house of God, no less. You can imagine them running up and down and shouting at the top of their lungs. And the Temple of Jerusalem, of course, was a bit like, if you like, St. Paul's Cathedral or Westminster Abbey, a very special, very holy place of worship. And the teachers of the law in that day, in Jesus' time, weren't happy about what the children were doing in the temple. They weren't happy about them shouting. And they said to Jesus, this is bad. But Jesus said, no, this is good. Jesus said, no, this is good. So I'm going to ask the children, particularly the young people, to begin with, what do we shout about? What do you like to shout about? Any thoughts, anyone? What do you like to shout about? Oh, yeah. Tim's got his hand up. I'm just going to see if some of the little ones or the younger ones might like to answer this one first of all. What do you like to shout about? Caleb or Joshua, what do you like to shout about?
From what I hear, Tim's got a problem. Tim.
Does he know? Okay.
He's not a child, isn't he?
Shout about the football, yes. If they've got a good result, absolutely. If you're excited about a football result. Yes.
Can't be all combined. Don't know.
Them. Okay, that's okay. I'm sure that there are things you do shout about. But anyway, yeah, okay, no problem. Okay. Anyway, okay, Tim. Yes. What? Yep. Beautiful sunshine. Absolutely. That's right. Yes. There are lots of things we could shout about. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Please.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So we shout about things that we're excited about on one hand, that we're pleased about. Like we say, a football result or something wonderful in nature, something that's happened to us or you know, something wonderful. And the children shouting because Jesus had come to Jerusalem is one example of that. On the other hand, there is also shouting about something that's upset us or angered us. And this is also some shouting we see on Palm Sunday. And this is actually shouting done by Jesus himself. Because he was angry, he was not happy about what he saw in the temple himself. Too much space and time in the temple was being taken up with making money at the expense of people who were wanting to worship God and to pray. Jesus said, my house is called a house of prayer, should be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. So Jesus was shouting about that, and he wasn't happy. There's three times, I think, we can identify when Jesus isn't happy, is angry in the Gospels. You might think of others, but here in the temple, for example, just that last week of his life. Secondly, when the teachers of the law tried to stop him from healing a person who was sick on the Sabbath, he got very cross about that. And he also was cross when the disciples tried to stop the parents bringing the children to Jesus for him to bless them. Those are three times where Jesus got cross and angry. Jesus really didn't like it when people were being locked out of God's blessing. But let's end on a positive note. If you remember the successful mission that Jesus' disciples had on one occasion, they were sent out by Jesus and came back and told him about the wonderful things that happened. And Jesus shouted out in praise, Heavenly Father, I bless you because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, but you have revealed them to little children. Thanks be to God. We're going to sing another song now, a hymn, Fairest Lord Jesus.
It's an organ.
Yeah. Good to hear, but I still can't hear it from me. It's like this.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We'll continue to worship God as we take up our morning offering. And any visitors here, please don't feel obliged to give to this offering. It's an offering for the work of the church here. Thank you. Please stand.
Yeah. No, that's right. I mean,
Lord Jesus, it is you we honour and worship as we bring these gifts, as well as gifts given in other ways. Who is there to compare with you? We thank you for all that you give to us day by day. And we pray now for the children and young people and the leaders of their groups. May we all know the fullness of your blessing. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So now time for the children and young people to go to their groups. Thank you. Okay, over to Margaret now, who's going to bring us our notices. Thank you, Margaret.
Good morning. It's nice to see so many of you with us, worshipping with us this Palm Sunday. I hope you have picked up a new sheet on your way in. There are one or two important points to draw to your attention. The expected special meeting that you've been notified about that was going to happen after the service this morning has been postponed until the 28th of April, again after that Sunday service. This is to give us a little bit more time to pull plans together. There was an intention to prepare a grant application that had to be ready for the end of March. The deacons have decided we would do better, actually, to pause and work together as a congregation, come up with the plan and make the application next year. So for anyone who's not familiar with the topic, within the church, we're delighted that we've seen some signs of growth and we've seen positive response to the work that our Children and Families Worker is doing. And it seems a good time to pause and think about how we take this forward. So we very much want the ideas from yourselves to come into the melting pot and pray for God's guidance and discernment on the best way forward within Cary. And as always is the case, whatever we plan to do, we'll take money and then we'll need to think about how we finance it. So that was where the grant application came from. So hopefully you will be able to join us on Sunday, the 28th of April, and come with your ideas, please. There are some special services for Easter this year. A reflective service on Good Friday here at 10 a.m. before the Walk of Witness that we will join in the town. And then Easter Sunday, a celebration including communion in the sanctuary. I'll draw attention to the fact that there will be refreshments after this service, but you might find that the refreshments after the Easter service will be served in the foyer at the front of the church, and I'll say more about that in a minute. I have to draw attention to one error in the newsletter. The pastoral team meeting is actually carry forward from last week. So there is, for anybody on the pastoral care team, there is not an extra meeting this Tuesday. Now, when you go through for your cup of coffee or tea, you'll notice that the curtains have fallen down in the memorial hall. Well, they didn't fall down. We took them down. We're taking the opportunity over the Easter week, that's from Good Friday through to the 6th, 7th of April, to redecorate the memorial hall when there are very few hall users. This has been prompted by the need to reseal the hall floor, which happens in August, but when we're doing the floor work, nobody can be standing on it, and we don't want to risk dropping paint after we've finished. So there, a big thank you to the folks that turned up yesterday to help with the first phase of preparation. There is working at height involved, and needless to say, if we don't do good preparation, we don't get a good job at the result, or as a result. It is 10 years since we decorated, so it was worth the effort the last time. If anybody does have any time, a couple of hours, between Good Friday and the Saturday, the 6th of April inclusive, please see me over coffee, because all help is welcome. But needless to say, when it comes to gloss paint and working at height, it's not suitable for everybody, and we can't cope with everybody on the same day, but it would be nice to have some help through the week. So please give me a nudge over coffee if you can spare some time. Much appreciated. And I think that's everything I had on my list. Over to you, Colin.
Okay, thank you, Margaret. Yes, I have three special extra doses. Now then, I'd like to ask Judy if you'd like to come forward this morning. It's maybe a bit of a surprise, but I hope it's a pleasant surprise. So, yeah. So, yes. So as many of you will be aware, but not everybody will be aware, Judy is due very shortly to step down, to retire as our Lessings Secretary. And Judy has done this for many, many years, very, very thoroughly and wonderfully. So we'd like to give you a thank you on behalf of all the fellowship. So there's the flowers, and there's a card and some gift in there as well. So, yes. Okay, right. Big round of applause for Judy. And as Judy has mentioned, we ought to also thank Aki for standing up and kind of being our next letting secretary. So, anything to do with the building apart from the sanctuary, anything to do with the building that you need to book, you need to speak to Aki from now on. So, okay. So just no pressure, you know. Okay. <Woo. laughs> Big round of applause for Aki as well. That's right. Yes, absolutely. Yep. Two other notices. Yes. Okay. So you'll see in our newsletter the result of the Baptist Union National Consultation. And just to follow on from that, we're actually making these booklets available. These are the copies of all the contributions made at our Carers Listening Day on the issue of faith and sexuality. So there are copies just here if you'd like to take one and read and pray over. That'd be very much appreciated. So, we'll probably make these available at church meeting as well, actually. But anyway, they are available now this morning. And finally, but not to forget, I know there is a birthday amongst us today, so we're going to sing happy birthday to Jess so for your birthday today. But anybody else has got a birthday today or, you know, next? Okay, oh, Robbie's as well. Okay, yes, okay. Sorry, yes. I should have remembered that, actually, but I knew, yes. Birthday's very close together. Yeah, anybody else? So we can sing happy birthday to Robbie and Jess. Jeremiah tomorrow. Okay, all right. Jeremiah's gone, of course, but we'll sing happy birthday to Jeremiah as well for tomorrow. Excellent. Right. Okay. And while we're doing that, I'm gonna ask Jess to pick out a promise from our promise box, and we're gonna sing a happy birthday to these three lovely people. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jess and Robbie and Jeremiah. Happy birthday to you. Glad God made you. We're glad God made you. We're so glad God made you. Happy birthday to you. And here's your promise. Well, yeah, big round of applause. Sorry.
This promise says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
Matthew. Great. Amen. Thank you. And Robbie. Yep.
This is from James chapter 4, verse 10. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up.
Amen. Right. Okay. Thank you. Oh, that's it. Cheers. Oh, hello. So, yes. Didn't want to run over a maze. So, yes. Right. Wonderful. Okay, so I think we've done the notices now, finally. So I think it's over to Charlene for our first reading. This is from John's Gospel. Thank you, Charlene.
Morning, Church. Reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 1 to 8. And it's found on page 1079 in the New Testament, for those who've got their pew Bibles. Jesus anointed at Bethany. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was amongst those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about half a liter of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Praise be to God.
Amen. Master, speak, your servant's listening, is our next hymn. Over to Andrew now on the organ.
Yes.
Amen. And back to Margaret for our second reading. This is from Matthew's Gospel. Thank you, Margaret.
Our second reading is from the Gospel of Matthew and can be found on page 988, if my memory serves me right, of the New Testament section of the Bible. Chapter 21, reading from verse 8 to 16. Matthew chapter 21. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read, 'From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise'?" Thanks be to God for his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Margaret. My talk this morning is entitled, "The Children and Those That Followed Shouted." As you know, today is Palm Sunday. So one of today's Bible readings is all about the events of that first Palm Sunday. Now earlier this week, I heard an awful confession on the lips of a fellow Baptist minister. Adrian from Potter's Bar made this confession to Simon, who was formerly his senior minister. Adrian confessed to having preached at his church about the events of Palm Sunday a full 3 weeks ago. Something Simon would have strongly disapproved of, being a much more liturgically minded Baptist minister. Now, Adrian's justification for this wayward behaviour was simple. The events of Jesus last week on earth are so action-packed that it's impossible to fit everything in between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday. So he brought Easter week forward into Lent and took more time with his church to reflect on the events of Jesus last week on earth. Now, I do sympathise with Adrian on one point of view, if you like, but I usually take a different approach. Each year, I try to pick out different events from Easter week to preach on Palm Sunday and Good Friday and Easter Sunday. This way, we preserve the integrity of the waiting period of Lent and maximise opportunities in Lent to preach on the events from the earlier ministry of Jesus. And I do all this, of course, assuming that we're all reading the whole background story of Easter anyway during this time. Yep, I'm sure we are, aren't we? Yep, good, good, excellent. Today it's good to place two contrasting Easter stories side by side. One is a story in a domestic setting, a story of a very personal passion expressed by one woman. The other classic Palm Sunday story is very much an outdoor story involving a cast of many hundreds on the streets, a story of people's public enthusiasm for Jesus, as well as Jesus' own passion for God's house and God's people. Let's turn to John 12, to another slightly awkward, embarrassing moment for the disciples. Now, from Matthew's account of this same event, it's obvious that it's not just Judas who is made to feel uncomfortable by the extravagance and sensuality of the love Mary expresses for Jesus. But their objections are quickly rebuked by Jesus because she has done a beautiful thing. Now, I can't help thinking that what is happening here as Jesus is anointed by Mary is similar to someone throwing a party for someone else ahead of their funeral to celebrate that person's life with them being present. What Mary has done is recognized here as anticipating Jesus' burial and death and burial. But at the same time, it's very much a celebration of the richness and fullness and fruitfulness of the life of Jesus. We are told that the house was filled, absolutely filled, with this wonderful, inescapably sweet smell. Forget Hugo Boss or Christian Dior or any other kind of fragrance you might care to mention. The enduring fragrance of this precious gloop would have stayed with Jesus throughout his last days on earth, an encouraging reminder to him through his dark hours of his arrest and trial, that time in Gethsemane, and also his hours on the cross. This wonderful smell is also an intriguing and silent response to the question of the crowds in Jerusalem. Who is this? This is none other than the lover from the Song of Songs, dripping with the finest spices and the dew of the morning. The one who potently and patently smells of love. At the start of his ministry, Jesus declares something like this: "The Lord has anointed me. The Lord has anointed me to share good news and to announce freedom for humanity and all creation." Does Jesus really need any further anointing if he's been so clearly anointed by God? But then during his ministry and right at the end of his ministry, Jesus also poignantly and pointedly accepts other more mundane anointings. Who does he allow himself to be anointed by? Was this by the high priest? Someone else in authority? No, Jesus is anointed by ordinary and sinful people like you and I. More significantly, Jesus is anointed by women, people with little or no standing in society at that time. I don't think it's an overstatement to say that this very fact shows as much about the nature of Jesus' mission as anything else. It's not just about the amazing things Jesus does for others, important and amazing as they are, but it's about the beautiful things Jesus allows people to do for him. That's God's grace for you, allowing others the space and time to express their love for God, whether it's through 2 copper coins, 5 loaves and 2 fish, or 0.5 liter of that expensive stuff, pure nard. What a uniquely divine combination, that the King of Kings and the hope of all the nations should be so lowly and humble of heart to warmly welcome my love and your love, broken and incomplete though our love is. Jesus had and still today has a peculiar ministry to the little people of the earth. He is a defender of the defenseless. So he defends Mary from those loud objections to such wastefulness. And in a similar way, he defends the children shouting in the temple from the indignation of the chief priests and teachers of the law. What is ironic here is that the praise from the lips of the children is more truthful than the confession of the crowds who declare Jesus to be a prophet. The children, though, have it right. "Hosanna to the Son of David," they shout. They have identified, much to the authorities' horror, that Jesus is indeed Israel's and the world's true king. We must never forget how prominent children and young people are in the story of Jesus. Those routinely overlooked in a world centered on the important, the famous and the infamous, a world built by and for clever and capable adults. It's into this world that Jesus comes as a servant of all and as someone who overturns business as usual. Jesus goes so far as to place a child at the center of his mission as an example to all his adult followers and says, "Unless you become like one of these, you cannot enter the kingdom of God." Now, as we've heard, over the coming weeks, Carey will begin to consider again our children's youth and families work, and how we, with God's help, are going to fund it in the future. I encourage you to pray about this in the coming weeks, to seek the face of the one who welcomed little children with such joyful abandon, to remind yourselves of how much children and other little people were front and center of Jesus' mission, both by accident and by design. Too often children and young people are treated by the churches as a bit of an afterthought. We sort out the church's ministry to the adults first, then we think about the children and young people. Well, according to the ministry of Jesus, according to the Gospels, this is a wrong order of priority. Food for thought and prayer in the coming weeks, I hope, ahead of our extraordinary church meeting next month about our children's youth and families work. Well, to conclude, as we begin Easter week, these stories from the Gospels of John and Matthew throw up some searching questions for us. Putting it very boldly, two of these questions are, what do we value most? And how much do we love Jesus? But there are many other challenges which Mary's devotion and the children's excitement present us with. This Easter, how will we show our personal devotion and our public witness to the Son of David? Are we going to pour out what is most precious to us upon the feet of Jesus? Because if we do this, we will personally experience our homes, our church, our community being filled with the fragrance of the love of Jesus. Are we going to shout at the top of our lungs and make public our excitement about Jesus? No doubt there are many ways in which we can declare our passion for Jesus, both personally and publicly. We are indeed coming back to the heart of worship. We express our love for Jesus because Jesus first loved us and gave himself to us and the world as a sacrifice for our sin. In the words of a song centered on the Last Supper, oh, what a gift, what a wonderful gift. Who can tell the wonders of the Lord? Let us open our eyes, our ears and our hearts. It is Christ the Lord. It is he. Thanks be to God. So as we reflect upon what God might be saying to us at the beginning of this new Easter week, we're going to sing two more songs. And these very much reflect upon the themes that we've been exploring. I will offer up my life, and then Hosanna, Hosanna. These two songs. Let's stand and sing from our hearts with spirit and in truth.
Thank you.
So I thought at that point we were going to sing Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David, but I'm not quite sure about, okay, we'll leave that one, we'll leave that one. Okay, don't worry. Yep. Let's, please be seated. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, you entered Jerusalem in quiet humility, taking the form of a servant, even to the point of death on a cross, emptying yourself so that we might be filled. Come again now and establish your kingdom. Come afresh to our troubled world with all its needs, its tensions, its problems, and its evil. Come again now and establish your kingdom. Bring healing where there is division, love where there is hatred, hope where there is despair, joy where there is sorrow, confidence where there is fear, strength where there is weakness, healing where there is sickness, life where there is death. Come again now and establish your kingdom. Lord Jesus Christ, reach out to your church and world. Despite the weakness of our faith and the rejection of so many, may your will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. Come again now and establish your kingdom. Heavenly Father, today we remember the victims of the terrorist attack in Moscow and pray for their families in their shock and grief, for recovery for the injured, for the emergency services and all the trauma they are dealing with too. Lord Jesus, we pray for our royal family, for Princess Catherine and for King Charles as they continue with their cancer treatments. Holy Spirit, we pray for the many members and friends of Carey who are going through difficult times right now. You know them by name. You know their circumstances. So we name them before you in the silence now. Let us gather our prayers together as we join together in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning, All for Jesus, All for Jesus.
Yeah.
You hear it?
What?
You hear the organ?
Yeah, yeah, I know, yeah. It's a lovely organ. I was amazed when they told me the history of it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming this morning. Our thanks to all those who've taken part in the service in all different ways, and for those out with the children and young people as well. Teas and coffees with cake will be available in the back hall after our service, so please come and join us. The blessing. As the earth turns night and day, day and night, turn us, O God, each day towards you as we approach Good Friday and Easter Sunday. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.